Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Lum. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Goggin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goggin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lum scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Chuck Goggin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goggin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Braves. Mickey Scott now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Mickey Scott. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baker. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Hunt moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Gilbert now pitching. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-1 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lum moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lum tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Braves. Chuck Goggin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goggin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goggin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Lum reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Braves. Bob Stinson now catching. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frias. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Frias steals second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball towards left. Miller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miller. Frias scores. Jorgensen goes all the way around to score. Fairley moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Braves. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Goggin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goggin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goggin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Miller moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Little pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morton, and towards Goggin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. 2 outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lum takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Fairley fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fairley. Lum goes all the way around to score. Baker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Braves. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Goggin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goggin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Goggin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing shortstop. Sonny Jackson now playing left field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Day takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Garr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garr. Day moves to third. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Tom Walker. Danny Frazella now pitching. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Braves. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 5. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Breeden now playing first base. Mike Jorgensen now playing left field. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Danny Frazella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Tipdino pinch runs for Danny Frazella. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tipdino moves to second. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tipdino moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Oates moves to second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teep Dino scores. Oates scores. Evans moves to second. It's 11-5, Braves. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Lum moves to second. It's 12-5, Braves. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Garr reaches second base with a double. Lum scores. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 14-5, Braves. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 15-5, Braves. Chuck Goggin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goggin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Goggin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Frank Teep Dino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teep Dino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Teep Dino for the out. Perez moves to third. Goggin moves to second. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 15, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Adrian Devine now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Day takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to third. Day moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goggin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton scores. Day moves to third. Breeden moves to second. Two outs. It's 15-6, Braves. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 15, and Montreal Expos, 6. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.